Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com is the website. So I hope you check those out. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, an award-winning book, and just continuing to be spread all around the world. That's what kind of book it is. So you need it, folks. Accounting for the Number Phobic. That's you, probably. Don, welcome back again. Thanks for being here. Before you got here, I was telling the audience that most small business owners are the best at loading the wagon. They're the best at getting customers to buy their stuff.
But that's right.
And what's crazy is every day, every morning we wake up, there's a new way to go to market we got to learn. I mean, I've never seen so many different variations on going to market. What customers expect from you, it's changing every day, and yet the numbers part of the business hasn't changed in 1,000 years, folks. Once you learn how to price your product, once you understand gross profit, once you understand how to manage the fundamentals of financial management, you don't have to learn that again. You can just rock and roll, set it up on autopilot, but you got to pay attention to all the parts, don't you?
You really do. And I tell you one, there is nothing that's going to affect profitability. So here's a question nobody ever knows the answer to. Did you know that you could be showing a profit and still be going bankrupt? Yeah, you can. Okay? But most business owners don't even get that far. Most business owners don't even manage for profit. They just manage for sales, like what you were saying, Jim. They just want to load the wagon. They want to see that revenue line go up.
Cash.
And they will do anything, including selling their soul, to do that.
Yep.
And what happens is, in order to improve sales and find more customers, they discount what they do. So let me ask you a question, Jim. How do you think most business owners decide what to charge for what they do? How do you think they make that decision?
I think they think about what the competition is doing. I think they've gotten some glimmer of an idea from the customer, or they've come up with some kind of a method that's probably more associated with wages than the actual pricing or product for a business that has to make a profit. I mean, they've got some kind of a backwards way to look at it that has nothing to do with what the real way to price things.
Well, it has nothing to do with worth. So what's the equation that goes through our head before we actually put our credit card down and we put some cash down to buy something? We ask the question, is it worth it, right?
Yeah.
We always ask that question, whether we say it audibly or not. That's what's going on in our heads. And most business owners don't go as far as you just did in your analysis. Most of them price out of fear, right? What's the fear?
Right, that's the competitive thing.
I don't want to lose a customer.
Right.
Right? I want to close every possible piece of business that I can, which is the wrong objective. The objective is to make money. The objective is not to have as many customers as you possibly can in your client base, because you're just buying yourself a ton of work at no profitability.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Most people will look at competition and they will use that as their only benchmark. Now, it is a benchmark, but the first thing you have to do is you have to compare apples to apples. So the one thing I want to tell everybody that's listening, I want to give you a word of encouragement, is that your competition always has a weakness. They always do. There's an Achilles heel out there. There's something that they're not doing as well as you're doing it, and you got to find that. That is your job. Don't just look at their price list. That doesn't tell you anything. It only tells you half the story. And if you have to become a client of your competition to really know how they work inside, see how they handle their customers after the sale. You want to know what separates the men from the boys? How does a company deal with their clients after they have run with cash register? Most businesses do a terrible job of that. So compare apples to apples, know what kind of value your competition is offering. Second thing you have to do is you have to remember what your clients are saying about you. Because it doesn't matter what you think about you. It matters what your customers are saying about you. How well are you capturing all those wonderful compliments and feedback and whatever? What are you doing with all of that stuff? I would suggest, Jim, that in my 18 years of doing this, that most business owners do not capture that positive client feedback, and when they do, they have no idea what to do about it in terms of marketing. Mm-hmm. So we opened up
and they don't realize that capturing those that feedback, that especially the good stuff, and dealing with the negatives, but having a strategy for that, all of that contributes to you being able to justify and raise your prices.
That's exactly right, which is the whole point.
Yeah.
Right? You want to premium price what you're doing. You don't want to sell to everybody that's out there. So here's a data point nobody ever talks about. If your closure rates are higher than 30%, you're charging too little money. In other words, 7 out of 10 people.
No, I disagree with you. Now, see, you're now one thing about this, you're discounting my sales ability when you say that, see. Because if you're really good in sales, you can get your price and beat the sale, the close ratio. I agree with you unless you're a real pro at selling, and then it's going to be closer to 40 or 50%. I'm having some fun with it, folks. I need your website, Dawn. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, DawnFotopoulos.com. It's really easy. DawnFotopoulos.com.
Now, Fotopoulos is not easy. Fotopoulos is like wrestling game. It's not easy.
But there's only one,
spell
Jim.
It. Spell it.
FOTOPULOS, Dawn Fotopoulos.
There you go. All right. Quick break. Right back with Dawn.
Misspell it, Google will find me.
They'll find it. So we're going to talk some more about pricing after the break. I've got some thoughts on this myself. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.